Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're not going to waste any time because I don't know how much time he has left. Our friend, our dear friend,
yeah,
Eric,
like he's about to go away.
Doug, he tweeted out last night that he's been sick for a week and he's unsure if he should go to the doc. Nate, are you
go
there?
Go to the damn doctor.
Are you healthy?
Sure.
What's
are you
going
not
on?
Stupid? Are you?
Good morning, guys. What an intro. I mean,
you've been sick for a week. Take your ass to the doctor.
Well, I'm not soft like you, B-Mitch. My body is.
You
is
can call. Hey, we know you're soft. You step off a curb and broke your damn ankle. So this stop.
That was over a year ago. I'm fine now, but no, I have a little illness. I'm recovering. I've been sick for about a week, but I think I'm over the hump now. Everything's fine. How are you guys?
Mm-mm. All right, so you do feel better.
No, but we're fine. We're fine.
Don't you actually have a fever?
Yeah, I've had
young
a
people.
Fever.
I tell you, boy, y'all some dumb people, boy.
He's not even young. He's like 32.
He's young.
Now you're older than that, aren't you?
I'm 36.
Yeah.
I've had a fever since Thursday night. Chills, cough, stuffy nose, that
you
whole shebang.
Been to the doctor.
But look, what's
you might
the
got the vid,
do?
Dude.
The doctor's going to tell me to drink some water and rub some dirt on it, and that's what I'm doing. So it's okay.
Possible the
good.
Doc would give you some meds, man. That's all I'm saying. I went to the doctor last week because I got sick. They identified I had bronchitis. They gave me a Z-Pak. Z-Pak might be the best drug in America. Z-Pak gets you right, bro. So I recommend going to the doctor. I'm pro-doctor now. I've been anti-doctor most of my life.
No joke. I'm actually going after this. I'm going to go.
Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear that. We're down in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. News of the week from a football perspective, the headliner, Myles Garrett, wants out. Mm-hmm. Seems like Cooper Kupp might be on the move. I'm not that interested in Cooper Kupp unless it's kind of like a veteran, I just want to play with Jaden thing. But the Myles Garrett thing has me paying attention. What about you, Nate Dogg?
I'm with you on both. I think Cooper Kupp is getting kind of dragged a little bit. He is very productive when he's on the field. Unfortunately, he hasn't
played a
full season since 2021. But when he does play, he's very good. He played 9 games in 2022, 12 games in 2023 and 2024. But, you know, he's still got 100 targets this season, 67 catches in those 12 games. I would take a flyer on him. I don't think he's done by any means. I don't think he's washed. But, you know, he's struggled a lot to stay on the field. Myles Garrett, obviously one of the best players in football. You have to give Myles Garrett credit for not demanding a trade until now. You know, he's given everything to Cleveland, and Cleveland has given him nothing back. And when you're Myles Garrett and you're that good at football, enough is enough at some point. He has earned the right to demand a trade. Cleveland is an embarrassing, pathetic franchise that has failed one of the best defensive players or just all-around football players we'll ever see. And I don't know if people, you know, casual people even realize that if he wasn't on Cleveland, this guy's J.J. Watt. You know, this guy is generationally amazing at football, and he's just been drowning up in Cleveland. I would give a lot for him. I don't know how much of the future I would give for him. He's coming into his 30-year-old season. He's still extremely productive. He's going to get a lot for the Browns if they do trade him. I would have to think about how much I want to give. But yeah, I feel like Myles Garrett should demand a trade 5 years.
It's not even a comparison with those two guys. Myles is always out there.
Yeah,
Cooper
he hasn't
when
missed
he plays.
A game since his rookie year.
So I just feel when the guy's always out there, you go and give that a chance. When the other guy, when you have to start our sentence off when he's out there. Once he hit 32, you're done with him.
Well,
I didn't mean to compare the two. They're just two guys available.
For me, specific to Garrett, people are like, oh, it starts with a one and something else. A one and a three, or a one and a four and a five.
Hell yeah.
I'd do it yesterday. Yesterday. Dude, for starters, you're picking 29th this year. So send it. Send it, Jerome. And, I would do two ones. 29 this year, and then what you hope is in the 20s next year for Myles Garrett? Dude, to me, it's easy. And then you got to pay him, and you got to pay him what he's worth. And that's probably $35 million a year. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I would do that too. and Adam Peters, the track record for Peters when he was in San Fran, now he wasn't running the show, but he was third in line in an organization that made aggressive moves. They traded for Trent. They traded for McCaffrey. In the brief time he's been here, they traded for Marshawn Lattimore. Like, this is a dude that identifies blue-chip talent and goes to get it. Mm-hmm. Not only would I have no beef with it, I would fully support it.
Now, on the other hand, I could argue against that, saying that generally these guys who pile up huge sack numbers in the regular season don't often lead their team to a Super Bowl. Guys like the Watts stand out immediately where we took Chase Young super high, Montez Sweat, these guys like that we've seen at home. All
I think Von Miller's the reason the Rams won that Super Bowl when they traded for him.
When he was in Denver.
Yeah.
He took him to the Super Bowl.
Dude, totally.
It wasn't Peyton. Peyton
was
all over
the ride.
But we can go down the list. A guy like DeMarcus Ware, a guy like Jason Taylor. You know, like
But look at the whole team, though, Nate.
Yeah.
You got to look at the whole team.
Sure.
If the rest of the team is garbage, you can get sacked. But if your team can't score, you're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
When Heinicke and Howell and Fitz were the quarterback, no, trading for Garrett does not make that sense. But now it does because you've got a quarterback. You've got – I mean, they were just in the NFC title game, and then you add an elite pass rusher. That I hear what you're saying to be devil's advocate. I don't think it applies here.
Sure. Yeah, I see it both ways. I would take a Myles Garrett on my team any day. But then the question goes, all right, you have to pay one guy. Who do you want to pay, Myles Garrett or T. Higgins?
Myles Garrett.
Garrett. 10 times over. 100%.
Okay. I think it's more of an argument than you guys do because it's an offensive league and because Jaden is still on the rookie contract. And because of my previous argument that edge rushers don't bring you Super Bowls, I am in love with guys.
Dude, Garrett is more comparable to Ja'Marr Chase than he is Higgins.
We scored 20-some points. We scored enough points to win more games and be still moving this year, but we couldn't stop nobody. So I don't think that works in this situation.
And the offense ranked, fifth and seventh in points and yards with De'Ami Brown is your number two by January. Like, you would love to add more dynamic pieces to the offense, but Myles Garrett is comparable to Justin Jefferson. Like, it's not a T. Higgins comp.
That's very fair. That's very fair. I thought there was going to be more of a back and forth with that. I was just trying to bring up a pick one guy.
Nah, we did. We did a whole week on don't pay for T. Higgins. You must have been sick.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We have... So because we're here in Radio Row, there's somebody we want to sneak in. I want you to give me a Caps update because they're kicking ass.
Who are you kicking me off for?
A friend of ours. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I want to see if they're worthy of it.
And you're sick.
Nate Dogg, I love you. You don't get to decide.
Oh, no kidding, JP. Way to go with it. Nothing gets
by this
guy.
It's our friend Maloney. I'm curious how much legal betting will go on this week.
Wow, how exciting. The Caps are good. They're still good. Nothing has changed. We're going to get some time off. Zero guys are playing the Four Nations tournament that will take up the middle of February. Then they'll come back. Ovi's, 18 away
from
Gretzky.
What is this middle of February thing? The Hockey World Cup or something?
More or less, yeah. It's called, the Four Nations tournament. It's United States, Canada, Sweden, and what big country am I missing?
It's only four countries?
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. It's from February 12th to 20th. It's in Montreal and Boston. And the Caps have zero guys representing any country, so they will all be in Cancun enjoying some time off.
That is awesome. They just get random 2 weeks off to chill.
To chill.
Yo, CK, we need a four-country radio tournament that B and I aren't part of, and we get 2 weeks off to chill.
Yeah.
JP, you don't need that.
We have to work.
We know that.
I'm out of vacation, Nate. I'm about to, though. Watch me. All right, dude, we're going to run.
All right, Nate. Get well, bro.
Thank you, guys.
Go to the doctor,
all right,
buddy.
Bro.
All right, that's our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate, X, Instagram, whatever it is. We love you, Nate, dog. Get healthy. Joining us now, I tried to guess what this was earlier, so I don't know if I got it right. Our friend Joe Maloney's down here working on behalf, I think, of the American Gaming Association?
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow, yeah. I got it right, B.
About time.
Maloney's a dear friend, worked for the Commanders down here spreading the gospel of legal betting. Which is clearly the most important aspect of this thing. I want to play a little game. Are you cool with that? Joe seems very nervous.
Just want to make sure.
He's like, with you, I don't know.
This is nothing to be nervous about. B and I are both going to guess what the legal handle of what the legal dollar amount of sports betting expected this weekend is. I imagine you know that figure, right? Roughly?
We have a legal wager estimate.
Okay,
On legal bets.
Legal bets, yes. B and I are both going to guess what it is. Price is Right style, can't go over, and then you tell us the real number.
Okay, what does the winner get? Maybe a Starbucks gift card, you know?
Sure.
How about that?
I mean,
hey, we didn't expect to
get
anything.
Yeah, we didn't think
since
we got
anything. Adding something to it, we'll take it.
That's where I saw B this morning outside Starbucks.
Okay.
I'm pulling for B.
All right, I'm sure you are. All right, now this, how many states we got legal now? 36?
39 states in the District of Columbia.
Okay. So 39
what
states
was it last
in
year
D.C.
Again?
So last year,
you don't
know
get
what
to
the
ask
is?
That, dude.
You can't.
All right, fine.
You thought it was going to drop.
What was last year's estimated total?
Last year's estimated legal wager total was $1.25
billion. Damn!
All right, so this year I'm going to go with...
Can't go over.
1.8.
That's a big jump. How many more states
you say 1.25?
It was 1.25. Estimated 1.25.
I'm going to go 1.5.
Okay. How many more states are there this year than there were last year?
That's not fair to...
Hold on. He gets to ask a question.
Well,
I can
change my answer then.
That's fine. You get to change if you want.
The biggest market to come online since last year was North Carolina, and then the only other market, which is very small, was Vermont. So two markets came online since
those hippies
year,
aren't
so
betting in
I'm
going to
leave it at 1.55.
The Carolina, they're betting. Up in Vermont, they're, like, making their own
bagels.
That's
people that really bet. They bet. They just don't let you know.
You're at 1.5. That's a big increase, dude. I will go... 1.38.
You just won yourself a latte. The legal wager estimate is 1.39.
Damn!
Wow,
that was pretty good. I had no idea either.
When he says that, when he keeps saying stuff like that, I think he knew.
B, you think I did research? I walked in at 8:59.
JP, you don't do research. You gamble, so people tell you stuff.
We're gonna do the forensics on if you got the announcement at 7 a.m.
Yeah, I did not. Okay. Although I would like to think I'm on your email list, but clearly I'm not.
Well, you know, you've been in the penalty box a couple times based on some of your musings on X.
Oh my gosh, they send me the emails. I've told you this 100 times.
You always say good content rules, and. We're working.
I didn't know I was in the penalty box. I thought I was out of the penalty box.
You were. I said you were once in the penalty
box. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I think I'm out now.
You're out.
I try to be good to all of our legal gambling partners. So $1.39 billion.
Yeah.
What would that be if you get California and Texas?
Oh, my goodness.
It'd be out the roof.
It would be dramatically bigger. I mean, we're talking about some of the larger states. You know, New York and New Jersey, upwards of 200 million in legal wagers just in those states. So I think
just for Super Bowl.
Just for the Super Bowl.
What are these?
So you would have to think that California, Texas would be north of 150 to 200 million just for the game.
What's their excuse? Like California, Texas. Are they trying to make themselves this holier than thou?
It is.
Because they do a lot of crazy stuff already in both of those states.
They're both super complicated states. Texas doesn't have any gambling whatsoever.
Well, California, what's funny is they're opposite ends of the political spectrum generally, right?
100%. Yeah, and really what it comes down to, particularly with regulated gaming, it comes down to just like how many stakeholders do you have, and what are those stakeholder conversations and dialogues that need to take place. And so in a state like California, where there are, I think, over 80 tribal casinos, legal regulated gaming happens on tribal lands and with tribes. So in the instance of how do you platform online sports wagering, the tribes are going to play a very, very important role, because gaming customers and consumers in the legal market, like, that's what they're used to in that state. That's how that will happen. Texas, it's just a different conversation about just generally social conservatives being opposed to gambling. And again, that'll be a process that will move forward as it fits that jurisdiction. Some states go faster than others. And, you know, our job is to just make sure they have all the information to do it the right way.
I got a theory.
They're against gaming, but then against all the other bad stuff
they do. You can buy a gun at the drugstore. I got a theory that might put me back in the penalty box on California specifically. I think there are – what do you always like to say? Those big, shiny buildings in the desert don't get built for free?
Oh, no. Hell no.
If you are invested in the greater Las Vegas area and Los Angeles and San Diego and all of that, millions and millions of people are, I don't know, a 2-3 hour drive away, and they're used to going to Vegas – I have a feeling Las Vegas somehow, perhaps they fund political mechanisms. I don't know how all that works, but I got a feeling Vegas cares very, very greatly about legal gambling in California. I'm not asking for comment.
Yeah. They could, but yeah. I think people are still going to go. Vegas is a destination. If I want to go really to casinos, I'm going to Vegas. Even now, I'm not going to right up the street.
Right.
I can do that on a regular basis, but when I'm going with my boys for like a let's get away, we're not going to cross.
Well, and I think Vegas recognizes that it's a lot more competitive now across all the states. And so, and look, like, there are absolutely amazing casinos in California, in the Inland Empire, in that area between LA and Vegas. I mean, look, leaning into sports, going after these sports franchises for Las Vegas, I mean, building new arenas, building new attractions like the Sphere, like, Vegas is doing pretty well. F1, right? And so, like, they're attracting, there's all kinds of more reasons to go to Vegas now, and so that's their big piece.
Dude, for me, when I go to Vegas, I don't even really get, when we were there last year for the Super Bowl, I went out one night playing blackjack with Bees.
But you're working most of the time, too, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah, but
if you don't have the work and you go there, oh, you're gambling.
But, like, we went for my wife's birthday a couple years ago, and I bet of three nights there, I bet I sat down and played blackjack for, like, 2 hours. You know, like, Vegas, I go to not – if I have 500 bucks in my pocket and I want to go play some cards, I'd rather go to National Harbor and just, like have it as
you
a functionality.
My wife's birthday. When you go with your wife, she runs.
That's true.
You don't run things, so that's why you only gamble one night.
Anything folks need to know for this weekend?
Hey, bet responsibly, bet legally. You know, it's just important right now, given the conversation, just as how much this has expanded and scaled. And, you know, above all, it's fun. Keep it fun. Understand what you're betting on.
Yeah.
And just do it legally and do it responsibly. They can go to haveagameplan.org to learn more, to learn about what are the approved and legal operators in your state. D.C., Maryland, and Virginia will be a robust betting market. Obviously, it would be a lot more had the Commanders been in the Super Bowl, of course.
Yes. Oh, man.
But that's the big message this weekend.
Question for you, and I don't know how this can be done, but in the world we live in, everything gets done. Super Bowl squares, I feel like, are one of the most popular ways for, like, Super Bowl parties, and your aunt can buy a square. You know what I mean? Like, there's zero baseline of sports understanding. How can you do the websites offer those? Like, is there a way there?
Yeah. So it's funny. I pulled up one legal app today here in Louisiana, and there was a squares game you could play. You're still betting against the house, I imagine, as opposed to just friendly wagers across your friends.
Gotcha.
But, you know, last year we actually did a public survey of how much Americans plan to bet, and it could include wagers such as Super Bowl squares. And that estimate was $23 billion, encompassing all forms of bets.
Yeah.
So there's actually a ton of fun action. And, like, again, we call those casual friendly wagers.
Yeah.
That, like, technically are they illegal, of course, but no one's going to come after you for going to a party and betting on Super Bowl squares.
Right.
But
it's a dollar square or something.
Yeah, you guys have all been where, you know, that can change dramatically. So,
sure.
But, yes, there are some platforms that have squares.
Boy.
Last question. Did you go to Sawgrass with Brett Sullivan?
May have been on the ground in Sawgrass.
Was my guy Giblin your caddy? I know he was with Sully.
I did not have Giblin, but pretty epic 2 days down there.
What'd you do on 17?
I played it in one over. I did first day on the bridge, then landed on the bridge and rolled in.
In?
Yeah, so I was able to drop up by the green, chip in a putt in for my bogey, and then... You know the bridge that they walk on?
Yeah,
I landed on the bridge and then rolled down the bridge, but I was able to drop from up there
instead of the drop area.
And then the second day I got a par.
So. Okay, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thank
you want
you
people
guys.
To check a website or anything?
Haveagameplan.org.
Haveagameplan.org. When we come back, I want to have a Miles Garrett discussion. Thank you to Joe Maloney.
Joe, appreciate you, brother.
Fresh from Sawgrass. Nobody go anywhere. Darius Dameron in the building. Shout out to Darius. Fresh champion tea. B. Mitch Finley live, Radio Row, baby. New Orleans, Louisiana. Walked over.
You
want
to change the name of it now? Just call it Media Row.
Do you want me to?
Yeah,
Media Row.
It's not just radios over here.
Sure, I dude. It's. I mean, let's the stuff we can name. So we're
it's
in this little
huge
Odyssey
today.
Corner, which is cool.
Odyssey Corner, yeah, I like that. Like Tyson's Corner, Odyssey Corner.
Yeah,
all right.
But like right there is what? Is that chat? What does that say? Because the word I was about to say, I don't.
Chat
think.
Sports.
Chat.
That's Wichita, so it's called a Chat Sports.
Because of Wichita?
I guess, but that's what it's called, Chat Sports.
Okay. Shout out to them. I'm going to stop trying to figure out who places are from because it's just a zoo. B, obviously this Garrett thing is one of the biggest stories in media this week.
Yep.
You and I have been pretty clear what we think should happen there.
Yep.
I want to go to the boys in the aquarium because I don't know that they agree, but – this is Marcus Spears had some really good comments about it on ESPN talking about who should go get Miles Garrett. This is Marcus Spears.
I don't think the Cleveland Browns have a clear direction. And no matter how you couch it, a lot of things that are transpiring in Cleveland are a reverberation of the contract they decided to give to Deshaun Watson. It puts you in flux as far as a lot of guys go. But this is more about frustration with Miles Garrett of having to deal with the up and down situation that's been going on in Cleveland. And the bottom line is when you don't get the quarterback position right or you don't have the right infrastructure for a quarterback, these guys start looking around and they start determining, yeah, we really can't win here. And Boogie, I know that like that. So that's my reaction to the Cleveland part. But I'll say this, the Washington Commanders should be on the phone right now trying to figure out how to get Miles Garrett to the D.C. area because that team has a lot of cap space. They're right. And Dan Quinn is the defensive coordinator. Miles Garrett might have 30 sacks if he ends up in Washington.
Damn.
30?
I would love to see B. Mitch sacks.
Hold
That'd
on.
Be great.
Yo, I love the excitement there. 30 sacks?
30, that's a lot.
What is the – T.J. Watt got to 22, right?
Something like that.
What is the sack record?
20, was it 22 or 3?
Well, I know Strahan had it for a minute. Strahan at 22 and a half. T.J. Watt.
Well, they throw it a lot more now than they used to.
T.J. Watt just did it 4 years ago.
Still, they throw it a lot more. And in this league, we got dudes that want to run around all day and try to hold on to the ball, which give you more opportunities.
Doug, maybe with AT, I don't think they're getting to 30 sacks. But regardless.
Somebody will get the 30 sacks here eventually.
Clearly.
You might be 85, but, you know.
Clearly, Miles Garrett is going to be a top candidate around the NFL.
So, Dak, Jalen, and we don't know who's going to be in. We got Jalen, Dak, we got Jaden, and then we got who's going to be in New York.
I don't know.
He won't be sacking his own guy, so I'm saying the other three guys.
Sam Darnold.
He will give up some sacks. He might get 5 in one damn game.
Nikki Jabala is standing here, and I'm just going to make her put a headset on. Nikki Jabala, Washington Post, leads us off. Would you trade for Miles Garrett? If you were Adam Peters, Nikki.
What would they be giving up?
I say you give up 29.
I give up whatever for him.
29 and another one yesterday. I'd give
two
a pair
ones.
Of ones.
You give up two ones.
They're picking 29th.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
What would you give
I'd
up?
I'd be hesitant to give up two ones. I'd give up a one, two, and three, but you're right. The 29 is not great.
If it goes the way it's supposed to, don't you think next year's one is 23rd?
Yeah, they should always be
right.
Low. Right.
So that's why, to me, 2-1. If they were projected to be top five picks, I understand.
Yeah.
But I think Miles Garrett, because he's been in Cleveland, I don't think people have appropriately appreciated him. He's an absolute wrecking ball. He just turned 29 a month ago.
He's exceptional.
Doesn't miss games.
He just turned 29, but that means in a year he's going to be 30.
Yeah, but I don't think 30 is.
He doesn't miss games.
30 is not that that threshold anymore.
Do you think?
You got to move past that one now because people are playing way beyond it. Especially
Playing beyond it, but especially are they playing at the level?
Especially his position. I think what they were looking at with, like, DBs and receivers used to be it. Running backs would get beat the hell up. But DNs and linemen, they play forever. If he gives you 6 years, 5 years, at a level he's playing, if he gives you 12 sacks a year, he's better than anybody you had over the last however many years.
Nikki voiced some reason. So you would give up a 1 and a 3 or something?
A 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
That'd be – I mean, I think you got – you think you got to kick the tires on this one. He's exceptional, and you've got to get past
And then you also got to pay him.
Yeah. The question is you need – I don't believe in – like, sorry to all the receivers out there. I don't think they should go and get a high-priced receiver. I think
you are – welcome to the party because Brian and I have been saying the same thing. No, like, I actually wrote that.
I mean, there's some quality. If you're going to get a veteran, you get, like, the second tier. Like,
totally.
What would a
Look
Keenan
what they
Allen
did this year like, with the collection of receivers they had.
Exactly. That's proof in itself. But then you're back to having two D linemen on pretty sizable contracts if you go and get Garrett. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I think he's an exceptional player. He's one you go after. I think you got to rework Daron Payne's. I say maybe move on from John Allen.
Yeah,
John
I mean, there's Allen, no money. Like, there's no guarantee there.
But who are you paying next?
Can I compliment you on something? You are an exceptional reporter, very good writer.
Is there a but?
Yes. Okay. You are very bad at keeping the microphone.
It's like falling down.
Just pull Kerwin, help her. And turn it.
This is why I stick to my byline.
There we go.
There we go.
That was not a compliment.
So, all right, keep going. You're telling us how to rebuild the Nikki Jabvala's 5-point plan for the offseason. Spend it wide out. Call about Garrett.
Yeah, you got to. God, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fix Marshawn.
Yeah.
I'm hoping an offseason where he can get
fully
healthy.
Somebody like Garrett can fix Marshawn.
Yes. I think he hasn't said anything, obviously. They haven't said anything. I still wonder if the hamstring is still bothering him. He doesn't have that first step that he used to, and that he gets beat, like,
I mean, you saw on that 4th and 5, A.J. Brown won on the go route pretty easily.
And that's unlike him. Yeah. So I'm hoping with a full offseason he can be back to Marshawn.
I just always have believed when you got dominant line play, everybody else looked better.
Rush helps the coverage.
But, like, we looked at it, and we see it was no Fowler played well down the stretch, Armstrong did, but there is no consistency at getting at a quarterback.
No, I agree with
you. And it hadn't been like that for years.
I know. I agree with you. And I think if you get one good DN and then have a solid DN on the other side, don't get all – 4 or 3 even.
4 first rounders?
Alpha guys. Like that did not work out well.
No, it's going to be.
You need a stud on that line.
Totally. I think in the draft you're adding a back. I think of all the vets, Wagner, Ertz, Eckler, Chin, who's the top of your list, the vet you need back?
I'd say Wagner on one year. Keep him back as sort of locker room guy. You don't have a ton of depth at linebacker. He's still playing at a pretty high level. Keep him. Chin. The question is, what is Chin's market going to be? He's still in his prime.
That's a different. You probably need multi-year. You're probably guaranteeing money into a second year on that thing.
I would give him a 2 or 3. Yeah. Like, but what could he get elsewhere? Will there be competition for him?
He could get a deal kind of like the other guys they signed last year.
Yes.
Dorrance.
Yes.
Biotish. You know what I mean? Like, those guys got some guarantee into a second year is the reality of it.
I think you keep him. Then you got a solid secondary, you know? You draft another corner, I think. You have to.
What you have in secondary if Marshawn gets better.
If Marshawn gets
with
better.
With Mikey.
Yeah.
I think those Quan, you can Chin, become so much better with just some consistent pass rush.
I think Quan is really turning into
a stepped
player.
Up. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing for me specific with this Garrett possibility is, one, we know from the San Fran days they will trade for pros, right? They will trade for stars. Trent, McCaffrey. Here, they identified a blue-chip player available at a distressed cost, I would say, in Lattimore and made the move because they think he's a star player. Garrett fits that mold, dude. And your defense changes dramatically overnight if – one, just by adding Garrett. But if you have Garrett, and then you even get 85, 90% of what Lattimore was at his best in New Orleans, that defense changes dramatically.
Totally.
And that's not a 3-year rebuild when all of a sudden you realize, you know, this team's already in the NFC title game. What if they could get to Jalen Hurts more regularly in Philly?
That wouldn't just be like a decent defense. That'd be a pretty loaded group back there. If you got Garrett, you got Luvu, who's been a stud.
Yeah.
Marshawn, Chin.
I think Luvu, his impact becomes better if you have a guy Garrett on the field.
We have to break. Those are the rules of radio. You're welcome to stick around. I don't know what you have going on.
Are you
going to
criticize my mic usage? Or
Nikki is the mic. Jabala is the mic. We'll be right back.
Oh, she's going to drop some bars for us.
No.
Yeah, she's staying now. Oh, no, man. Tiger Woods' mom passed away.
Really?
Yeah. Certainly send our condolences to the Woods family. I never met her, but she always seemed a very sweet woman. We are live. B. Mitch wants me to rename it Media Row here in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Makes more sense.
It is definitely filling up. Now, it must be contagious. Nikki can't figure out her mic, and now B. Mitch has his mic on the top of his head.
I was chewing the Doritos, and I did not want to, you know, laugh or say I crunch, but I'm going to eat when I feel like it. But I'm just saying I didn't want to crunch.
Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post sitting in with us. These tables are all filling up. There's like a lot of these around us yesterday were empty, and there was plenty of kind of workspace. It's all filling up.
That was an Odyssey workspace there today. Just roll in and say, get the hell out of our seat.
Yeah, that lady looks like she's not messing around. There's a lot of boxes. They mean business. I think one of the most fascinating subplots.
Bring that thing so you get your whole head on the thing.
Doug, you care about the stream at a much higher rate than I do. There we go. My whole head. The assistant coaching stuff. Where are we at with Brian Johnson, David Blau, Tavita Pritchard, Nikki?
As far as I know, Brian Johnson, he interviewed for the
Houston.
Houston. They hired OC yesterday.
Okay. So he's sticking.
Yeah. David Blau, did block from interviewing with other teams. Clearly, son, they like him.
Because I thought he was interviewing for, like, passing game coordinator.
Yeah.
How do you block it if it is a promotion?
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to give them something.
That's probably the question. I need to refresh my, like,
it's going to be fascinating because they're going to have to give him a new title.
Rules. Yeah, they've changed the rules multiple times over the last few years to, like, make it better. So you can't just block people from, moving up in their career. But
I think what has happened, people have been given these – basically empty titles.
Right, yes.
Oh, passing game coordinator, but he don't do any damn thing with the passing game.
Right, right.
Assistant head coach, which he does nothing with the...
Right,
so
right.
I think
they're not uniform team to team, so is it really a promotion just because it's a different title?
There you go.
So, yeah. But, yeah, they clearly like him, which says he has a good rapport with Jaden, too, and I get the sense that they really want to create some continuity around Jaden, which smart.
They're probably getting ahead of it for next year.
For next year, too. Yes, they want to have depth. So when, if Cliff does get another head coaching job, that someone is next in line. They have a succession plan.
That was exactly where I was going. And just the other one, Tavita with Jacksonville, right? Has Jacksonville made a hire yet?
I thought they did.
I'll
do a quick Google search.
Yeah. I think that's the only one I saw for Tavita so far.
Apparently there's a leading candidate, but nobody has emerged.
Okay.
Here's where I want to land. We can all answer this question. Nathan Skill Chasey from Iowa State is emerging as possibly Liam Cohen's guy. We'll see, but it doesn't seem like that's a done deal with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive coordinator.
Nathan may change his mind in the last minute like Liam did.
Offensive coordinator and play caller for the Washington Commanders, week 1, 2026, is who, Brian Mitchell?
2026? It's going to be Brian Johnson.
One vote, Brian Johnson. Week 1, 2026, offensive coordinator, play caller, is who, Nikki Jabala?
Yeah, I'm going with Brian Johnson.
I kind of think it's Blau, dude. I would have said Brian.
So you think Tavita's gone, or he's going to leapfrog Tavita?
The only dude they've blocked is Blau, Everybody else got the interview.
Yeah, because Trevita may be out the picture, but I think Brian and Whitcomb still there. Because if you Blau, I think him being an offensive coordinator is not coming next year. I think that's another year, another 2 years out.
That, totally fair. I just look at what transpired, and I think Tevita, I think Brian Johnson.
If I they think there's a chance Brian Johnson has gone to. He has.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
I think if Brian Johnson has a much higher profile, I think it's possible. If they have another really good season, that not only is he getting OC interviews, but like, at what point are we running out of Tampa Bay OCs to become head coaches? Like, could he get onto a different list, a different track?
But I look at it like this a little bit. Blau, and they talk about him, and also his familiar with Jaden. Mm-hmm. Does Blau have a better relationship than Tevita? You know. And it's like, is it okay? They feel like, okay, we can let Tevita go, but we still want this working relationship.
Or if Cliff gets this job, is Blau his OC wherever he goes because Cliff's calling the plays?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a million layers to all this. It's kind of a fun exercise to try to project out. Who the hell knows? Maybe it's still Cliff. No, none of us answered Cliff, by the way.
Yeah, because I think Cliff is the head coach next year.
I think
all the jobs this year kind of sucked.
They sucked. Like,
and I think
he's
that's why.
Just take any job.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think next year, man, Cincy, Buffalo. You talk to enough people around the league. Obviously, nothing happened with either of those jobs this year. But like a dude like Kingsbury, where there's no financial impetus to go, he's not taking a job without a stud quarterback.
Nor should he.
Right.
Nor should any OC with options should not go anywhere without a quarterback.
How many teams with stud quarterbacks you feel are going to just be straight garbage next year?
Since he missed the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
If they miss the playoffs again.
Maybe not straight garbage, but in the position where they'll want to move on from a head coach, I could see.
I mean, at what
Buffalo
point in Buffalo,
yeah.
if Buffalo goes another year where they can't get past KC, do they change something?
That could go the rest of their lives. So,
I know, I mean, but like at some point.
I know, but somebody's going to be the scapegoat. You know how this works. Like.
Don't you think at some point. I was talking with somebody last night. It was really interesting. Apparently the structure in Buffalo is the head coach and the GM report directly to the owner, kind of independent of each other.
Oh, that sounds like.
Well, it also doesn't allow for like the power struggle of like, okay, GM's going to blame the coach. Coach is going to blame the GM. Try to. Like, it's an interesting dynamic in what is a place where they can't win. Dude, if we're being nuts.
I'm going to say, Sean is a great communicator.
B, if we're being crazy, at what point do people in Baltimore ask a couple questions? You know what I mean? Like, if these teams are loaded and they keep losing to the Chiefs, I don't know.
Know what keeps happening? The offense normally falls short.
I know.
Shout out John to, is like, ain't me.
Shout out to Denton for getting us wings. Nikki, you are welcome to stay as long as you'd like. Nikki Jabal is sitting with us here on Media Row. When we come back, last night I got to catch up with Jahan Dotson and Carson Wentz. We're just going to play those interviews and let you draw your own conclusions. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.